USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No new deaths are being reported in the South Florida condo collapse, but 150 people are still missing.
No new fatalities have been confirmed, but we have been able to notify each of the 11 families who have lost their loved ones.
That's Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis adding they will continue to search until everyone is found. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul is convinced the COVID-19 outbreak started with a leak from a Chinese lab. He claims the nation's government is covering up the truth. McCaul telling a select committee on Tuesday there is evidence the pandemic started earlier than some believe, pointing to an uptick in hospital visits around the Wuhan Institute of Virology in September of 2019. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
U.S. troops in Syria are forced to defend themselves. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden heading to La Crosse, Wisconsin to promote his bipartisan infrastructure agreement. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explaining why the president chose Wisconsin.
The place where we felt we could highlight the benefits, talk directly to the American people, people of Wisconsin, about why this bipartisan package is a good deal for the American people.
Biden flipping Wisconsin from red to blue, winning the state by just around 20,000 votes. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new Gallup poll shows optimism among most Americans regarding the coronavirus.
A new poll from Gallup shows that nearly 30% of Americans feel that the pandemic is over amid the rollback of many COVID restrictions and most activities and businesses returning to full capacity. But health officials say there's still work to be done before victory can be declared. Dr. Tyson Bell is the medical ICU director at the University of Virginia and tells CBS News that until more people are vaccinated, there's still the risk of new outbreaks.
We've certainly turned a corner when it comes to the pandemic. When you think about the situation last year compared to now, but we're far from over. Vaccination really is the protection that will take us forward and to really turn a corner on this. And when we have low vaccine uptakes in parts of the country, we've got millions more to vaccinate here. We have billions more to vaccinate around the world. And we saw the example of what can happen when a surge in a place far from home can lead to variants that can set you back to square one. So we've seen that potential is there. And until we really vaccinate the vast majority of people across the world, we really can't say that this is truly over.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The family of Tyler Skaggs, the late Los Angeles pitcher, is suing the team following his death from a drug overdose. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Skaggs' widow Carly just before the two-year anniversary of his death on July 1st, 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.